At 1:18, what will happen is your telephone, your cell phone, will go off, and there will be a message telling you that this is a test for a national alert. There are some people who say that the president will be speaking to you and he has control over your phone. None of that is true. You actually are going to be limited to 80 characters of information. Really, it's more of just an alert. We expect that probably what they'll say is, this is a test, no action is required. But if it were an alert, we suspect they'd probably tell you, heads up, look around, tune in some local media and find out what's going on there. It will be followed precisely 2 minutes later by a national EAS test. Now, understand, one is a wireless emergency activation, and that's your cell phone that goes off at 1:18. And the other is the EAS test that you hear us run tests on. But the difference is, this one, the one that we run at 1:20, is national in scope. Every radio, every TV station, every cable company in the United States will be popped at the same time. And so we'll have a chance to find out just how well the system works if there were an actual emergency.
Back to the first test at 1:18. There's nothing we can do to prevent this from being heard or seen on our wireless device.
Everyone in your conference call is going to get it all at the same time. If you have an iPhone, there's a section in settings called notifications. And if you scroll to the very bottom down there, you'll see an on-off switch for amber alerts, and you'll see an on-off switch for emergency alerts. Now, you can turn either or both of them off, but it won't do any good, or at least according to the standards that I've read, it won't do any good to turn either one of them off for this test only, because this is a national emergency alert. It's the highest priority. As a matter of fact, it's the only priority that is this high, and it overrides any switch setting that you may have in your notifications to not receive emergency alerts.
And as much as I would like to be able to demonstrate the tone that everybody will hear,
that's about $2 or $3 million, $4 million fine there, Bill. Let's not do that, okay? Yeah, the tone that you'll hear is the one you've heard 1,000 times, but we cannot play it unless it's an actual emergency. If you'd like to know, the parts that go blip, blip, the little barking noises that your radio makes when we do a test, those are called FSK tones, and they tell your radio and they tell the electronic equipment some specific things. They tell what kind of a warning it is, whether it's a thunderstorm, a tornado, an earthquake, a tsunami warning, anything that has a code. It tells when it begins, it tells if it's a watch or a warning, and it tells when it ends. So all of that information is encoded in that little tone, those little two tones that you hear at the very front, which I'm not going to try to imitate again.
Anything else?
I think the only thing left to do is just make sure everybody knows that at 1:18 on Wednesday, your phone is going to go off. There will be an alert, and it will be a test alert. It should say on there, if everything works the way it does. I mean, after all, it's a test. If it works the right way, it'll say no action on your part is required, and that's exactly what the case is. Just say, hey, my phone's going to work.